Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Everybody, welcome to the Jim Jefferies Show podcast. It's the Jim Jefferies Show podcast. It's like, the podcast, but it's about the Jim Jefferies Show. What do you think of that intro, Forrest?
That was very similar to the other intro.
Oh, go fuck yourself. All right, now, I'm going to do my upcoming dates because I get told I have to do this all the time. May 18th, Centennial Hall in London, Ontario. Not the real London that everyone enjoys, the Canadian London. May 19th, Ontario Concert Hall in Hamilton. Isn't that weird? Because I'm in Ontario and then I'm in Ontario. The concert hall. Oh, thank you, Nicole. Just brought me a quesadilla in Canada.
No, we can't eat on the podcast.
Everyone loved it last week.
Nobody loved it.
Roast beef sandwiches. They were very good. Now, I'm at Clusterfest Comedy and Music Festival June 1st to June 3rd in San Francisco. Get tickets at jimjefferies.com. Forrest Shaw, would you like to introduce our guest for us?
We have a lot of guests today.
We have some great guests. This may be our most guest-heavy thing. I'm going to eat a quesadilla while you do it.
Why don't you eat your quesadilla while I introduce the guests? You've got about 2 minutes to eat your quesadilla. Our first guest today, just shot the pilot? Is that it? It says pilot.
It's on Comedy Central.
Oh, yeah. Man Up for Comedy Central. It's Theo Vaughn is our first guest, and I'm trying to read that, but that isn't exactly user-friendly there. Which Vaughn described as a documentary-style show focusing on men bettering themselves, and his album, 30-pound bag of hamster bones. Please welcome Theo Vaughn, everybody.
Theo Vaughn, everyone!
Praise God.
All right. Our other guest has over 700 million views online, and she's prepping for international tour. Give it up for Nicole Arbour.
Nicole Arbour, everyone.
Praise God.
Now, I want you to read the bio of our next guest.
I don't have the bio. I just know.
Because we're just shitty comedians. We have a rock god with us this evening.
Yeah. Oh, man.
The founder and the lead guitarist of Slayer, Kerry King.
Kerry King!
Let me tell you, I was trying to...
That was unscripted.
Yeah, I know. That's all I know. That's all I have. But I did look up...
Forrest was going to go, several albums did well.
Never heard of them, but I did... when I pulled up the Wikipedia, it says since 1981 to the present, so you were 16. When you started or
17?
17. Holy 17. Shit. And so in a couple of years, you guys will have like your 40th anniversary, basically. Am I doing the math right?
Well, yeah, you are.
So what I want to know is did you bother finishing high school?
Yeah, I did.
Did you go to college? You didn't go to college.
No,
fuck that.
I was busy touring by then.
Yeah.
Did you ever consider like quitting touring and going back to college?
Yeah, did you ever get your dick sucked from like three women and think to yourself, if only I had a degree?
that's a good argument against it.
Yeah, bro. Did you ever want to give it all up and rush a fraternity?
I think my dad wanted me to... check some different avenues. But,
did he? And where's your dad now?
I was pretty hard-headed. My dad died this year, actually.
Way to go.
Oh, good work, Theo. Good work, Theo.
What I'm saying.
Why don't you just bring up the Kennedy assassination and fucking leave?
My bad, man. I can easily do that. It's my finishing move during sex.
Why don't you blow your cum into the back of the woman's head?
Oh, my God. That was once, and we said we weren't going to talk about it.
Actually, Lee Harvey Oswald went to the same middle school, me and Lee Harvey Oswald, true story.
Really?
Yep.
Same year or?
No, different years. I don't know what year he died or lived.
I can tell you he's around the 60s.
Yeah. He's definitely alive in the 60s. Other than that, I'm not sure.
Anyway.
Yeah. He wasn't alive in the 70s. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that.
Yeah.
Is Jack Ruby still alive?
No.
What happened to Jack Ruby?
Did he die
in prison? Or what happened to Jack Ruby?
I'll tell you right now. But Jack Ruby.
I don't know what happened to him.
Jack Ruby's the guy who killed Lee Harvey Oswald.
I know he is.
That's why part of conspiracy is like, What was he trying to shut him up? Was it the mafia did the hit? Was he like a person who, you know what I mean?
Have sex with women.
But wasn't he killed right after that too? Wasn't he?
Who
like
was
killed?
It?
Jack, no, Lee Harvey also wasn't killed twice.
No, Jack Ruby. Wasn't Jack not. Ruby killed?
No,
right
Jack
after?
Ruby went to prison. I think he died in prison.
He died in 1967, at the age of 55. He was sentenced to death, later appealed, he granted a trial.
Is not accurate.
And, yeah, agreed, Forrest. What are you doing?
He became ill in his prison cell and died of a pulmonary embolism and lung cancer.
Like that. So, those aren't real words.
So yeah, to sum up, Jack Ruby's not alive.
That's it.
Anyway, so we did a TV show today. We did a show called The Jim Jefferies Show, which is named after me and other people in the world called Jim Jefferies. Mm. And the show this week consisted of, we talked about North Korea and the summit that happened is about to happen in North Korea, where Donald Trump's going to talk to Kim Jong-un. To be mistaken with Kim Jong-un, his indecisive brother.
Well, there actually was a summit that did happen between North and South Korea, and
you like that one? That one tickled you?
Yeah, that one's a good one, and if you don't get it at first and then you get it like a second later, it's still really good.
Kim Jong-un, yeah, it's still good. There's people in their car right now that are holding up traffic. Oh, they're enjoying that joke so fucking much.
Well, not yet, because we haven't released the podcast yet, so it won't be.
Wow, Buzz fucking God.
You know what I'm saying? Gonna wait till, Buzz Gilshaw.
Like tonight, and then Jesus. Tomorrow we'll edit it, and then tomorrow people will be in their car.
Give me an alcoholic beverage, okay. Jack. Make it an exciting beverage. Mix it for me. Before we go on, Jack Hackett, who we pick on in the show and in my general life, who's my assistant, Jack Hackett has brought friends. Now, they feel like crisis actors.
That's true, dude. Some of these guys, definitely some straight-up David Hogg.
One of them's David Hogg.
Wow.
Jack, are these your friends? How long have you known these guns for? 4 years? 4 years, so since you were 11.
Do you know what's happening next Friday with Jack?
What's happening next Friday with Jack?
Briss?
Yeah.
All possibilities, but
yeah, he's getting his circumcision. Also, they decided to do it early.
Could be. That's also a good answer. He's graduating from college.
You're graduating from college.
Wow.
Oh, that's good. That's why you've been wearing the gown and the square hat all day. What are you graduating? I didn't know you went to college.
Some advice to Carrie from Slayer.
What is the degree you're going to do that you're graduating from? You're speaking to Nicole's.
It's critical studies in the film school.
Critical studies?
What does that mean?
What the fuck does that mean?
What does that even mean, critical studies?
I think guitar sounds better.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that mean, though? What are you?
Yeah,
what
pick
you...
up a guitar, dude.
Yes. Basically, the major is... We
By the time Kerry was your age, he was a man.
Yeah, bro.
He was on tour.
Critical studies of what, bro? You got to change your life, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do some concrete or something. Do something where you
got to change. As you get your degree, I want you to say, I regret everything. Okay, so critical studies. Are these your mates from Critical Study High?
Yeah, they're all from Critical Study High.
That sounds like a horrible TV show.
Yeah, you're Canadian, Nicole.
True.
Right? The only show you've ever had is Degrassi.
And it's fucking awesome.
Good. We have a Canadian writer on the show called Jason Whitehead, and his email is like something blah, 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 blah. And then we went, what the fuck is wrong with your email? And he goes, it's a reference from Degrassi Junior High. Like that, right? They're fucking Canadians.
Yeah, your fan base is like predominantly Canadian right now.
You were late to my show because you were letting every other fucking car go in front of you.
It's
you fucking
true.
Canadians.
I have to be polite. Fuck
you. Ooh, wow. There's, no one ever said, I have to be polite. Fuck you. That seems like an oxymoron.
I did. What'd you call me?
An oxymoron. I said you're an ox. It's a moron. No.
I like how Jack's lingering behind there still because he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, because for the people who are listening, Nicole is what you call attractive. We can all agree on that. We're saying I'm not me tooing the situation, but Nicole's a good looking woman, and Jack doesn't know what to do. Like he's standing behind her. He spoke
lurking.
On a microphone, and now he's like, I'm never going to clean these lips.
Jack's mom invited me to a dinner.
Oh, let's talk about fucking that. So last week we had an episode where we had a racist teacher on the school, and we thought it'd be funny. It was just an actor. It was one of our writers, And
there was an actual teacher that in San Antonio that gave an assignment to list the pros and cons of slavery.
The pros and cons of slavery. We thought that was funny. Oh, we thought that was funny because how could there be any cons?
Right. If slavery even happened.
Yeah, of course, of course. Yeah.
They never.
Anyway, so what happened was we decided to name. We did a sketch with an actor, Lucas, who works with us, and we decided to do a sketch where we named the teacher Jack Hackett, and Jack's mother got upset by this.
And she called me up in the middle of work, and she doesn't even say hello.
The middle of work.
The middle of work.
What was that? 9 to 9:15.
Rush hour. But she called me, and without even saying hello, she goes, "Why did Jim do that to you?"
You tell us, because I don't like you and I'm cruel. No, I'm just joking. I love you, Jack. Give me a drink. Anyway, continue on.
First, my parents bought a bunch of Coke bottles and put a bunch of people's names from the office on it and sent it in, and it's in the globe over there.
What?
Oh. Really? I didn't know about that.
Jack has a reveal.
Wow.
Oh, my. There's a Jeffrey's Coke bottle.
Oh, wow.
It says Jeffrey's on it.
Wow.
This may be the greatest moment in my life, and I have a child.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hank.
There's one for Hank.
All right, we have all these Coke bottles here. I got one for us. With two
All right. You got to admit, that's pretty fucking cool, man.
I got to tell you, when I was a kid, they had the keychains and the mugs and names. I never had anything because I've never had any force. I'm going to cry now.
Yeah, you went and saw those number plates where they put all the names went through your fucking name, there was never a forest.
Never, but my mom let me look. She always just let me look even though she knew I wasn't going to find one. She was just like, I'll let you do it so you can, not to be mean, just be like, I don't want to like burst your bubble. F, G, and it was like nothing there.
That's my son's full name in Coke.
What are their names?
Which is weird because I've actually sketched out his name in Coke before.
Oh, look, there's the show. There's the show, Jim Jeffrey's show.
Like, you know the irony of this? If there wasn't Coke, I wouldn't have a son.
Yep.
Yeah. I've been there, man.
All right. It took a long time, but my cock was broken. I came eventually. So we talked about North Korea.
Yeah, it's not as impressive as these Coke bottles, but we'll get back into it. So.
Hey, his mother spelt your second name wrong.
No, that's for the...
Oh, the Jim Jeffries Show. Oh, that's very... Oh, I see.
Yeah, it spells out the Jim Jeffries Show, not Sean.
I thought it was short, the Jim Jeffries Show. Yeah. You lined the bottles out. Anyway, so we spoke about North Korea. Okay, so for any of our listeners who are listening to the show who aren't aware of the news, it turns out North Korea isn't doing their best work. And there's been some issues. They've got a leader that's not doing well. And our president, Mr. Donald Trump, is going to meet with Kim Jong-un. And so we speculated how that meeting might go. And our speculation was we still don't fucking know. We don't know if it's going to go well or it's going to go badly or whatever. Because we bashed Donald Trump so much on the show, look, if he fucking nails this, I will give him credit. If he goes there and all the nuclear weapons are fucking chucked into the whatever Korean ocean, is that an ocean?
Yeah, that's how you dispose of nuclear weapons, throw them in the ocean.
Put
them in a trash bag and throw them over a cruise ship.
If I've learned anything from Superman 4, it's that Superman will get all the nuclear weapons and put them in a net and then swing them around until he smashes them into the sun.
That is a good point.
Which is the way that we denuclearize. Now, all of Jack's friends, you're all looking at me like I'm an old man. Christopher Reeve was a very important person in my childhood. Mm-hmm. I don't like him from Superman. I like him from the music video Don't Worry, Be Happy with Bobby McFerrin.
Was he in that?
He is.
That's like a weird reference.
It's him. Film clip was Christopher Reeve and Robin Williams because they were roommates in college when they studied acting, and then they did the Bobby McFerrin song "Don't Worry, Be Happy," and then Robin Williams killed himself. And then a horse killed Christopher Reeve. But I feel like we're getting off the topic.
He got paralyzed.
Just
but
a little bit.
It seems kind of North Korean to me.
Yeah. It's right in the fucking wheelhouse right here. Yeah, Bobby McFerrin.
So I feel like we're coming off the thing. Now,
Bobby
Kerry.
Bobby McFerrin's going to North Korea.
I have to ask you this very quickly. And it's what all of our listeners want to know. How many times have you toured North Korea?
None times.
Okay.
Well, South Korea? Have you guys been to South Korea?
South Korea we've been once. We played Seoul.
Really? Oh, okay. Yeah. Soul music's good.
Yeah, that was weird, too. It was like...
Yeah, what was it, man? What was that like?
'90s, and then we never got asked back.
Oh, you never got asked to get back.
What did it seem like? You're like real Korean or like just regular or what?
What Asian country likes you the most, Kerry?
Well, we've only done Japan other than that.
So Japan!
So China, Japan!
China won't have us because we have too many political songs.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, that's it bullshit. Always comes up and it gets shot down like a week before we go.
How do they know what you're saying? Thank you.
That's great that somebody in China is listening to your music in a government office and just like having to translate
well,
it.
Has to be okayed.
No, I know, but it's just
like the promoter can just say, "Hey, I'm bringing Slayer over."
I don't know why.
We have a song called Blood Red that they're not real fond of because it was about Tiananmen Square. And China's not big on that.
Yeah, sure.
Many of my pairs of underwear look like a Japanese flag, so there's that.
That doesn't help me get there.
Little bit of lube, man.
Hemorrhoids.
Lube. No, it's just hemorrhoids. Nothing to do with lube.
My bad.
Yeah.
Well,
you're good for caring.
Thank you.
So we talked about North Korea, and things are happening over there. It's not a big deal in our world. Either they bomb us, they don't bomb us.
I think when you wrap up topics. So we talked about North Korea, there's that, and no big deal. Death, destruction, next topic. That's a... It's. I agree with you. I mean, it's funny because it's almost like I feel like people are rooting against Trump, like even though this would be a good thing.
Yeah, because the people who hate Trump, and we haven't been complimentary about the guy, but the people who hate Trump are just like, he fucking does shit. Look, I want him to have a win. I would like for this to be like, fucking hell, he fucking nailed it.
I think it's a win, bro.
And his whole thing is the art of the deal.
Yeah.
Let's fucking see it, Trumpy.
Yeah.
You're about to have your big deal. Let's fucking do this, cunt.
Probably he's not going to be able to do it.
Well, what are you going to do, though, with nuclear weapons? What are you going to do with them?
No, this is what you say. You say, this is how I'd go in. I'd go into Kim Jong-un. I'd go, Kim, can I call you Kimmy? Kimster.
No.
Right? Yeah, see, I've already lost the deal. That's why I shouldn't be going.
Yeah.
I'd go, Kimmy, you don't need nuclear weapons. And then he'd say, you're right, Jim. And then the world would be one. Many people say that I'm the John Lennon of my generation.
The thing is though, that this is already a win for Kim Jong-un because now he's seen in the same light as, like, America or, like, a superpower. That's what he wants.
Like,
he's
just
sitting down at the table, huh?
Yeah.
Why not? That's, like, ego shit.
I think he's
Why
fucking
not?
Cute,
because he's,
bro.
Because he's a terrible person, Kim Jong-un. That's, like...
Do you know him?
No.
I mean, he killed his half brother. He has other people assassinating him.
Forrest, like, Forrest, are you Dennis Rodman?
No, I mean that's
then
true.
You don't fucking know Kim Jong Un.
Yeah, you guys are right. He is a great person. My
but you don't know if he is, man. He might be chill. He has friends that play basketball. He killed his half brother. Who wouldn't do that?
I'm gonna ask
that outfit. There's no way he's chill. That same outfit he always wears.
Everyone here is a professional entertainer. We all get booked to do live shows wherever we go. Who here would do a live performance in North Korea if the money was right?
Yep.
Straight up, bro.
I think this is the first time that they have someone on the same level of assholery to deal with. I think.
Yeah, but you're very tall, Nicole. They'd just be bringing you in to pick things off the top shelf.
Yes, thank you.
I mean,
I'd be very good at that.
I only do gigs at bars for no money, so I wouldn't do that. I do for the art.
I'd be covert, man. I'd be over there finding out what's going on, getting some low-key intel, you know, maybe meeting some chicks and everything and seeing what's happening socially over there.
I'd go over there and tell him that I was the guy who manages the Golden State Warriors now. Who's he?
Oh, my God.
Christopher
Steve
Rubin.
Kerr?
Yeah, no, I would say that I'm Steve Kerr. They haven't watched a lot. I'd say I'm Steve Kerr because Kim Jong-un loves the 90s Chicago Bulls, right? If I Steve Kerr the shit up, come over there and go, oh, I've lost me shot. I had Tommy
Why do you
John
say you're
surgery.
Luke Longley? You're Australian, Luke Longley. You got
John
the accent.
They don't know shit. They don't know shit. I'm a basketball player that had Tommy John surgery.
Now you tell him Luke Longley. He's Australian. He was on the Bulls.
Luke Longley's 7 foot tall.
Yeah,
never
but you look
that.
7 foot tall to them. They're Korean.
Ah, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm Luke
that's
Longley.
True.
And you can wear clothes that make Racism. You look longer, you know?
That's not a thing.
Yeah, it is.
Go on.
My grandfather, he had one shirt he wears and he looks a lot longer
That's a nice
which is amazing because he's really been dead for 7 years. How the fuck at your age do you still have a grandfather?
Yeah, bro, what are you talking about?
How fucking old are you? How
I'm
old are you?
I'm 38, bro. I'm an adult.
You're 38. How old's your fucking grandfather?
He probably, maybe, he might be 84. I don't know.
Are you just like
age,
a bunch
man.
Of hillbillies who keep getting knocked up at fucking 16?
No, man.
How do you have a grandfather?
No, that makes sense.
You shouldn't have a grandfather at your age.
Yes, I should, man. Somebody else in here got one, dude.
Yeah, no, that's fine. 38's okay to have a grandfather.
Yeah, man. You're using that new Common Core curriculum, bro.
No,
you gotta use their old man.
No, no, no. Not with the Australian diet. Anyway, so we talked about North Korea. Then in the show, I think this is the next act, we did incels. Now, incels are these people on the internet. Now, one of them was the guy who shot up the people from Santa Barbara who was like, he wasn't a bad-looking guy, but he was just a fucking nerd.
An incel, though, is short for involuntary celibate.
Involuntary celibate.
It's a subculture, and it's like these guys that have not had sex with women. And that women won't have sex with them, so they identify themselves as incels, and they're very misogynistic. They endorse violence against women.
Because women keep bothering them,
and they resent the fact that women won't have sex with them. So they have this, like, they have all these, you know, subreddit chat groups and forums and stuff. And then the guy in Toronto,
I'm gonna say this, right? Anyone on Reddit is a fucking loser. Is a fucking loser.
Let's put that on Reddit right now.
If you're on fucking Reddit and make a forum right now and discuss how what a piece of shit I am, you're a fucking loser. Feel the need to type to other people about one show, you fucking low life, nothing piece of shit.
That's a dark art. And that's a dark art.
I don't mind if you comment on a YouTube post or write some shitty thing about me on Facebook, but if you go to Reddit, if you go to Reddit, that's the slums of fucking humanity. Yeah. You're a fucking piece of shit.
It's Johannesburg all over again.
Yeah,
all
of the truth. Fucking reassess your fucking life, you nothing piece of fucking nothing.
I agree. Pour your blood out onto the street, you fucking spool.
You know what? And I've had a lot of different PR people in my life, like people who do public relations, and you employ these people. And then this is when I fire my fucking PR people. And if you're listening to my PR people, this is when I fucking fire you. When you've run out of interviews and you've run out of fucking things for me to do, and you go, why don't you do a Reddit Ask Me Anything? You know what? I don't want people to ask me anything. There's things I like to keep to my fucking self.
Can I ask you a question?
Anyway.
It's a podcast. Yeah,
I've been drinking.
Do you want to make a post on Reddit about this?
Like, no, fuck
Jim
Reddit.
Jeffrey says fuck Reddit.
Fuck Reddit.
Right,
fuck the people on Reddit.
Choose a community.
Right, in fact, I'm going to go as
Choose
far as say this. If you're if you're related to a person who's always on Reddit, you're a fucking loser through bloodstream.
Yeah.
Again, their blood should be spilling.
Dude, look, they got a lot of bad blood out there, and a lot of people are just closet anarchists. And
no,
I tell you what's
about the people on the bloodstream and the people on Reddit. There's no HIV in it because none of you are fucking.
That's true. Get out there. Get out there, man. When I was young, you didn't get HIV, but you got something, you know?
It's a badge of honor.
When you were right. That's why your grandfather's still alive.
Bro, they got some diseases out there that'll keep you alive.
Hey, I gotta ask, Kerry King, rock god, right? Rock fucking god. How many STDs have you had?
Oh my god, I want to.
How many STDs?
STDs?
How many SUVs do I have?
Two. How many STDs have you had?
Have I had?
Two. Now, please tell me. I'm not going to ask which ones they are, but are they all good? They're all good now?
Well, I'm alive. So there you go.
Praise the Lord.
So there's no threat of me getting knocked off by them.
Oh, yeah. Good. So your wife's here. I know you very well. Aisha, how are you? How are you? Good to have you here. Is this the first time you heard about your husband and his STDs?
That's beautiful.
It's love. That's real love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've given out a few, but I've never gotten one.
I don't know how to fucking use Reddit.
Good, that's a good thing.
How the fuck do you use Reddit? I can't post on it.
Show your unused dick for entry.
Now this is the thing I have to ask Nicole Arbor about.
Go on.
What does an unused dick look like?
I wouldn't know. I'm just kidding. So I actually think we can alleviate this problem. And once a year, like the Purge, all hot chicks have to go fuck like really unfortunate looking dudes. And then it's like a...
You're called a Stacy, by the way.
You're called a Stacy in the incel. You're an attractive female.
People that are not incels are called normies. And then good looking men that have sex with women are called Chads. Cool. And then the women they have sex with are called Stacey's. But and for some reason, if you're black and you have sex with women, you're called Tyrone.
That was my favorite joke. That was my favorite joke in this week's episode is because black people who have sex are called Tyrones, and white guys who are good looking are called Chads. And we made a joke where it was like, well, why can't the black guys just be called Chad? There's literally a country in Africa called Chad that is filled with Tyrones.
All of the accuracy.
So you, really, if there's ever going to be a Chad, it should be a black guy who fucks a lot.
And so
you do?
At the end of this piece, and one of the reasons Carrie is here today, one of the couple reasons.
Now, this is brilliant. Now, me and Carrie, we've been friends for about 6 months, 7 months, something like that. Carrie comes to my shows, and then he also sends me alcohol through the post. Which is cool because he had
he came to for your birthday.
Yeah,
he just
rocks out. He's came. He's like,
birthday celebration in Vegas.
Kerry King is maybe one of the nicest, most humble men I have ever met in my entire life, and he's sweet beyond belief for a man who is a fucking rock god, right? And Kerry, you don't want to be a famous friend of mine because if you're a famous friend of mine, I will use the fuck out of you. I have no scruples. If I have a famous friend, you are going to be on my show. I am going to abuse you. So we wrote a sketch where I was thinking like all these incel people are bitching because women won't fuck them. And I came up with this idea that, well, all you need is a bit of personality. You maybe need a skill. You maybe need something that draws women to you. It's not all about your looks. You have to have a bit of fucking pizzazz, a bit of fucking swagger about you, right?
Special mole.
Right? And then I thought, who do I know that has swagger but isn't particularly good looking? And I went through several of my celebrity friends before I got to you, Kerry. You were number 5 on the list.
That's pretty sweet, aren't
you? And so I text Kerry about a week ago and I said, Kerry, would you be interested in doing a piece? Kerry, without even fucking asking what the script is, you went, sure, I'll do it. And then we wrote a script that started with, Kerry, you're not what many people would call an attractive person.
I think you're hard looking.
I should have said it was debatable.
Yeah, should have said it was debatable. But Kerry didn't ask any fucking questions and said, no, I'm not what you call that. And then it was a great argument. It was a great argument because you have fucked women in your life.
Yeah, yes.
There are a couple.
And I don't want to give away everything in your biography, but there's been some men.
Oh, no.
Have you got a biography?
Huh?
Have you got a biography?
I have no intention of making a book about anything.
I'm going to give you a name for it. It's called Head Tattoos and Long Chins.
Long chins.
Long chins.
Because I don't know, because Kerry has a very long goatee, but I don't know if that's a long goatee or he just has a really long chin with stubble on it. Do you have anyone try to ever punch you and miss your chin and just punch the goatee out?
That would be awesome, actually. But no.
I feel like I'm offending everyone right now. Nicole, save me. Say something.
Your beard game is so strong. I love it. I want to burrow into it and make a home.
All right. Nicole Arbor wants to bury. Burrow?
It's uncomfortable when people grab it and, you know, you're doing signings or
that's
something.
That's how I feel about my tits.
Yeah.
Which is weird because they're both hanging at the same level.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you seem like a handsome guy, bro. I think if you were in a different time period, you'd be like a 9 or 10, like in the 1500s.
So which way do I want to go?
1500s.
It turns out you look like Theo's grandfather.
Who is?
Hey, Theo, was your grandfather still alive? Was he in any wars?
Yeah, he said he was in the war, but he's kind of like one of those, you don't check it, you know, you just believe it.
Which war?
Probably 2 or something.
Okay, and probably 2 or something.
I don't know. I don't believe in war.
Maybe the next one. Was your grandfather ever called Hawkeye? It's weird, these like relatives who tell bullshit. Now, my real second name, because I use my middle name as a stage name, my real second name is Nugent, which some people...
Oh, my God, I understand why you changed it.
Yeah, yeah. But that was before. Now, my father's a bullshitter, right? I have to add this in. My father's a bullshitter. But my father reckons I'm second cousins with Ted Nugent, which is weird because he's the pro-gun guy and I'm the anti-gun guy with the routine and everything. But I may be related to Ted Nugent.
I love
that. Have you met Ted?
You know, I have not.
Okay,
there's nothing to that story. I've never met the dude.
But can we say that Ted Nugent's shit? Like, all he's got is cat scratch fever, and the rest of it's fucking rubbish.
Yeah, cat scratch fever is great though.
He was in that band, Damn Yankees. Too.
We got a Southern guy like, oh no, cat scratch fever was good.
Dude, I remember when I was in school.
Tommy Shaw too, and Tommy Shaw's a great dude.
He was in Damn Yankees. Yeah. There you go.
That's
see,
Theo's
you can't
song.
Just say that. They all know each other.
They had these two when I was in school. They had these two cute gay gentlemen, and they used to get under the table in the library, and when that song would come on, and they put it on, and then they would fucking kind of touch each other's faces and shit.
Where the fuck?
Okay, wait. We have to fucking back up.
Why, bro? That's
first of all, I feel like we don't know anything about gay sex. Yeah. If you feel like, and they were touching faces, and they were all getting fucking gayed up in there, and they were fucking touching faces.
I didn't say that, brother. I said that these two young gentlemen were beautiful young gay gentlemen.
Were they called Bo and Luke Duke?
They were just natural locals, and they got under this table and put on a cat scratch fever, and they would touch each other's faces and kind of scratch each other, and it was awesome.
Your voice is lulling.
What was that? Was there an audience? What do you mean it was awesome? Like,
yeah.
you were watching two gay guys under a table scratching each other's faces to cat scratch fever whilst in high school?
Yeah, sounds like
Louisiana,
one of your
man.
Sounds like
a
video
different. Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
A lot better than Degrassi, am I right?
Way better than Degrassi.
Fuck you. I'm just kidding. Hey, Drake was on Degrassi, and we all love it.
Yeah, Drake's an
I don't know anything about Drake. Anyway, so Kerry King came on and fucking one take king, they call him. One take king. Because I take several takes of everything. Kerry took one take. If you're watching the show, he took
several
one
takes,
take.
Jim.
Where is it? They call me many takes, Jim.
I saw a few takes, Jim. I saw a few.
God damn it, Jim.
Yeah,
yeah.
They call me. Oh, we're all trying to go home, Jim.
You call me? Are you fucking kidding me? That fucking you don't know how to say the word the. All right. Anyway, sorry. Took
that's
too
what
far.
Most of the women say.
Forrest has gotten hurt.
A lot of hotties in here, bro.
Ever since Forrest has gotten a Coke bottle with his name on, he's got all uppity.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it.
Anyway,
I'm crying.
He tried to fit the whole thing in his mouth. It was weird.
Yeah, Forrest seems like a pedophile that never tried, though, you know? I can see that a little bit.
Yeah. You do look like a pedophile that never tried.
I really wish people had laughed. It just felt kind of flat, like,
because it was
Wikipedia,
accurate.
Put that shit in.
It was
everyone's like, yeah, that checks. Nobody laughed. Everyone's like, oh, this is the serious part of the
show. So
we
talked about incels. Now, we did another piece with Rory Scovel.
Incels bad, in conclusion.
Incels bad. We did a piece with Rory Scovel, comedian. Very funny comedian in the new movie I Feel Pretty with Amy Schumer. He's the lead in that. And what happened was Rory Scovel did a piece about the Russian spies and all the Russian spies at the moment being killed by what we
in England assume. There's a lot of dying.
What we assume they drop poison in the tea, and what we assume is Putin fucking bumping these cunts off. Rory was very funny, but as a caveat, if you listen to the podcast, you get the inside story on what's happening in the show. We recorded this last week.
Movie magic.
Yeah, we recorded it last week. And you know how we made it all match up? I wore the same outfit and I cut my beard to the same level.
Pretty what? Amazing. Yeah.
What?
Dun, dun, dun! Theo's grandfather's still alive. Anyway, so.
Let me check the app.
We have an app. Grandpa app?
Your grandfather has an app?
Yeah, it's his own app.
We have a family app. I mean, we have
It's called Prost Wait. I am funny.
That was really good.
Man. Yeah.
I am funny.
So anyway, so we did that. It was a funny piece. Rory was at
Rory actually, you talk to him about the spies
Jack,
dying.
Drink me.
And the funny part was like as it's going along, you realize Rory's admitting that he's like basically a spy for the government, but then it's a very funny piece. It's a We haven't done, I think that, is that like the first desk
that
piece
was the
we've
first,
done?
That was the first at desk piece where another person sat next to me on the desk that we've actually done this show. Mm. We recorded other things with our writers and stuff like
did
that.
Another one today, yeah.
But we did another one today, but that was the first at desk piece that we did with another person on the show. And that was instead of a field piece. We normally have, because we do a field piece, we normally have a credit bed. Now, the credit bed is the bit, the last 15 seconds of the show that plays over the credits. And this was the first time ever we didn't have a credit bed. And everyone was sitting around yesterday going, what the fuck are we going to do? We don't have anything to play over the credits. This is going to be fucking shitty. And then I said, Kerry King's on. And Kerry King did the whole thing about getting laid because he played guitar. So I said, and I feel so bad about this because he's texting in the room, I think. I said, how about Kerry plays a few power chords? Is that the right term, power chords?
Yeah, that's a term, yeah.
Yeah, power chords, death metal type of stuff. And then when it stops, he just goes, I've had sex, like about the insult thing, right? And so I thought it was very simple, but we had to get a special guitar for you, correct?
Well, your producer didn't try to get in touch with me until I was already in Hollywood.
Yes. Our producer, Andrew Wontok, who will be fired over this.
Yeah, so happened to be, I got a guy that lives in somewhere in Orange County that had one of my guitars on him. I'm like, hey, man, any chance you might come in, you know, bail me out?
Because you have special Kerry King guitars.
Well,
you have to play with us. You're sponsored, right?
By if it's my guitar, I know what it sounds like. If he goes and buys some random one at a music store, I come in blind.
It's funny because in rehearsal, we were watching you like tune the guitar and set up all the pedals and everything, and it sounded the same to me every time. But I just love that level of professionalism where you were like, not quite right, not quite right, not quite right. I need more fucking this. I need more fucking that. And I get that particular with stand up where my chair's meant to be, where my microphone's meant to be, where the things are. And so other people don't appreciate what people like you go through for. And I hate to say your art. What's a better?
Why would you hate to say that?
Yeah.
I just feel like every performer I know, I feel like it's too highfalutin when you say my art or whatever. It feels a bit airy. I hate when someone calls my stand up my art.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it's your fucking craft. It's something a bit more edgy about that. It's like fucking art is for like fucking cunts who paint shit and no one buys.
Yeah, there's no, because there's like government grants for like arts programs.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you
never
know what I mean?
Comedy.
You do something that's actually important and fucking poignant, and art is shit that fucking cunts do on walls that we have to paint over.
Sure, okay.
What, I don't mean any of this.
What's the smallest guitar that you've ever played, Kerry? I'm curious.
Ukulele. He fucking ukulele's the fuck. Do you know? Have you ever seen him do Sometimes Over the Rainbow, Kerry King?
Somewhere.
I was just saying nuh-uh.
No, it's a different song.
Yeah, it's a different song.
It's a different song to go. Sometimes.
How amazing would it be,
elbow.
Though?
Yeah.
How amazing would it be if you just laid into the smallest guitar?
That'd be funny.
I tell you, what's the most, what is a cover that you've once done where people would go, that seems odd?
A cover of a song?
Yeah.
You guys do covers?
I'm not
live?
Talking about the
no, not live.
No, but like just in your personal life, you're hanging out, we're drinking.
My God, Britney Spears toxic. Please say
more than words. Extreme.
No. It's got to be some goofy guitar riff.
Taylor Swift.
And of course, my wife's not in the room, and I can't even think of these stupid songs.
Does she think of all the songs, man?
Tommy, maybe.
Some fucking Salt and Pepper tune. I always do.
Oh my God! Yes.
What?
Yeah.
You can do Salt and Pepper.
Yeah, like what?
Push it real good.
That might be it.
I can't do that.
Somebody over and I'll be sitting there playing.
Kerry, push it good.
She's like, do that Salt and Pepper riff, and I'll figure it out in like 15.
You fucking love your wife, man.
We do. I do.
Stairway to Heaven?
The Michael Jackson one that Eddie Van Halen played.
Oh, Molest.
Oh, bad. Push it real good.
No, bad.
Into Kids.
Is it?
I think so. Oh, no, it was on Thriller.
You can obviously tell how much
God damn it.
I got to tell you, your wife's not in the
Dirty
room
Diana.
Right now.
I knew that. It wasn't from the peanut gallery. I know things.
What was it?
Dirty Diana?
No.
No, that's not it.
Why would you lie to me and make me look stupid?
Beat It. Isn't it Beat It?
Beat It.
Yeah, that's it. Looks like I said it was bad. Yeah, that's it. Beat It. Yeah, that's it too.
All guys. Right, all right. We're drawing to the end of the episode.
Not, we didn't talk music ever.
We didn't talk about the return of our.
Oh, our weatherman came back. Now this is what I'm going to tell you. Now our weatherman, we're not meant to say this. This is an inside joke with the rest of the crew and the staff. That our weatherman is Brad Pitt. Now
you said it on Conan though.
Yes, I did. Now our weatherman is Brad Pitt. Now Brad Pitt came in. There's a long story, but. I did something for Brad Pitt, and then he said that when I garden. That's, I'm his gardener. Anyway, so Brad said he wanted to do the show, and then we were meant to put him on one episode, and he came in for like an hour, and we used the fuck out of the cunt, man. We made him do so many takes and scripts, and he is. I will say this about Brad Pitt. I know I've met other A-list celebrities in my life. Brad Pitt is the nicest man you will ever meet in your entire life. He's a devoted father. He's a good fucking guy. You can't meet a better human being than Brad Pitt. But I will say this, not that pretty in real life. Ugly man. If you're really close to him, he looks like a burn victim. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all smoke and mirrors.
Feel so much better about them.
No,
I think he's good.
No. He is, man. I fucking man crushing this cunt so fucking much, man. When he's always like, "Hey Jim, what are we doing? Why are you fucking like that?" And I'm like, "Hey Brad." And me and Brad text like once every 2 months. And like if I text Brad, and then I'm waiting on his text, it's like I have a crush on a girl. I'm like, "Oh, why is she not texting? Maybe she's asleep. Maybe she's thing." And I check the Instagram, and you know, it's rubbish. Anyway, so we recorded this thing with Brad a long time ago, and then we just had it lying on the cutting room floor because we don't use tape anymore. Fucking grow up. Anyway, so we had this clip of him talking about LeBron James that we never used, and now with the NBA playoffs, we decided what we'll do is we'll put the LeBron James clip in, and then we thought, okay, so this is only for people listening to the podcast. We thought people will know that we recorded this a long time ago, so I had this idea that so it seems relevant and so it seems like we record it right now, I'd have Kerry King walk in and try to introduce himself to Brad Pitt. Now, this was obviously in front of a green screen. Now, we did about 4 takes, but your rehearsal take is the one we used. Huh. It was maybe one of my favorite things we've ever done in the show.
I didn't realize the context of the show when you're going to do it, and I was watching you when I wasn't doing anything on the stage, and that part came up, and I laughed my ass off.
Oh, good. You were so funny. It was like, "Hey, Brad, I'm a big," and then you're like, "Ah!"
Did it feel like you met him whenever you were doing it?
No, I do know what a green screen is. It was bizarre. I just had to stand in the right place.
Jeez, Theo, you just upset Kerry King.
He's smiling, huh?
Can't tell in the bid.
Well, there's a baller right here that I'm making big friends with.
Oh, yeah.
And that generally makes me smile. And good times now, to pour out after that.
As with every Jim Jefferies Show podcast, it all must come to an end.
Now, hold on. I got to
No.
Yeah, huh?
I'll tell you why it's coming to end.
Teamwork.
All podcasts end because I need to piss.
Okay, but somebody wrote an email. They want you to hear something.
Okay, can you quickly, wait? I really need to piss.
Just real quick. Somebody wanted to reach out. They said, on last week's podcast, Jim made a joke that the podcast being the highlight of some people's week, even though he was joking, what he said was actually true for me. I've always had issues with depression, and it's been pretty bad for me recently, but every Wednesday...
That's because you're not good enough.
I look forward to listening to the couple of half-drunk 40-something-year-olds. Oh, Jesus.
I'm 38.
Yeah,
and I am...
It's one of the few times where I genuinely laugh and enjoy myself.
I'm in the early 40s. He's not 40-something.
Well, that's it. It's one of the few times in the week where I genuinely laugh and enjoy myself. Now I know this is kind of sad, blah, blah, blah. But I just thought you should know this because you always try to focus on all these assholes that write shitty comments and stuff.
Get to the knife swipe. This shit
But somebody said something nice to say instead of just, "You're a piece of shit."
That's very nice of you.
You're helping the world.
Look, everybody, we can all do better. Follow T5 Transit. I love all my fans except for the ones that look like, and you know who you are.
All right. Good night, America. Everybody. I want to thank Theo Vaughn for being on the podcast. Theo, tell us where people can find you.
You can find I'll be at Clusterfest as well, actually, June 2nd and 3rd. Nice. And you can find me in Calgary, Canada, June 15th and 16th, and a bunch of other places. All the dates at TheoVaughn.com/tour.
All right, Nicole, tell them what's up.
I'm all over the interwebs. I be Nicole Arbour on Instagram, Nicole Arbour fans on Facebook, on YouTube, Nicole Arbour, and I have an international tour coming up soon, so check out all my shit.
Mm. Carrie, you're huge on Twitter, right?
Oh, I have so much social media. I'm surprised I have time to be here.
You're not on social media at all?
At all.
That's awesome.
I could not tell you how to get in touch with me.
Well, that's awesome. All you got to do is Google Slayer. And then it'll come up. That's the good thing about you. Thanks for being on the podcast. Hey, if there's a topic you want to talk about, tweet to us at Jeffrey Show. Please subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you, everybody, for being on. Oh, Jim is gone. All right.
Hi, Jim.
Good night.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you, man. My brother and I used to fucking fist fight to your music.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.